My dear friends, in all truth, I think we can improve and we should improve our concept of freedom. Usually, we understand freedom as the capacity or the right to do whatever one wants or prefers. The bad side of that definition is that you could be blind regarding what or who has power over you. When you say, "I am free, I can do whatever I like," most probably you are blind about how do you come to desire. How do you come to want? What is the process before you say, "I like this, I prefer this, I want this"? And there is a process before that. When you pick up some brand and you say, "I will choose this, and I will reject this." Why? Why does it happen? There is a process before. For example, advertisements. There is a process. The advertising science is pulling the strings, and most probably is governing your decisions without your knowledge. And if you see the whole thing from afar, from some distance, you can see that someone is really leading or even managing someone else. It cannot be a coincidence when so many people think the same way all over the world. It cannot be a coincidence. When you see, for example, people getting tattoos or using piercing or hearing the same music or wearing the same jackets or dancing in the same ways, one country and other country and other country and all over the world. What's the conclusion? There is somebody, somewhere pulling the strings. And this is related to the first reading of today, because the first reading is speaking of slavery, one of the most hated words in the world. Slavery. Nobody likes that word, I suppose. However, the Apostle St. Paul, in many letters, introduces himself saying, "Paulus, doulos to Christu," that is Greek. Paul, slave of Christ. In fact, he's inviting us to become slaves to righteousness for sanctification. In the mind of this apostle, you always are a slave. And the problem is, please pick up the right Lord. Pick up the right person. Do the right decision. Because either you are slave of sin or you are slave to righteousness. Do the right decision. What is the advantage of this apostle's perspective? The advantage is, if you think of yourself as a slave, You are being aware that always there is something or there is someone that has power over you. And we would be deceiving ourselves if we deny this. There is something that has power over us. If we are greedy people, money has power over us. If we are seeking pleasure, pleasure has power over us. If we are fighting for justice, justice has power over my heart. But that is not the same if I say justice has power over me, or if I say pleasure has power over me. So please do the right decision. Well, perhaps you could ask, should we continue to use that language? Wouldn't it be better to say that we are free people? Well, I go back to the beginning of this preaching. If you say, I am free, you internally are thinking, I can do whatever I like. And that only will make you blind about the process you really follow to take a decision or to choose whatever you like. It is better to say, I am a slave, but a slave that has the very basic freedom of choosing his master. I am a slave, but a free slave, if I can say that. I am a free slave because I can choose my master. I can choose the Lord. And I will not pick up sin as my Lord. Because the apostle gives me advice. The wages of sin is death. And also, the question he makes, what profit did you get then from the things of which you are now ashamed? I know my former master, and he was a tyrant, and he was killing me. And I do know the new and only Lord Jesus Christ. And I do know that he has given me new life. And because of him, and thanks to him, I am a new creature.